David, first of all, well, frustrating day at the office. Great chance to win it. And then 2 minutes later, the game's lost.
Yeah, it was a real harsh one to take. You know, I think we'd done enough within the game to win the game. We had a couple of three really good chances, you know, within the game that, you know, any of them that we could have taken would have been in a good position. But ultimately got, you know, a real kick in the teeth at the end. And it's a sore one to take and very disappointing. But a lot of positives within the game in regards to how we played and some of the things we did, but ultimately we judged on results, and that's a disappointing one today.
There seemed quite a bit of frustration from the terraces at the end, I must say. A few moans and groans about perhaps how it was chess-like to the point of being a little bit slow today. Would you agree with that in how the game played out, not just from the Blades, but perhaps from the MK Dons as well?
I think we cancelled each other out a little bit in regards to the way the game was, and obviously the styles are similar, but I thought we created chances within that. I thought there was some good play. I thought Jose Baxter did a lot of good things, and we opened them up on occasion. And there are grumbles when you lose games. There's going to be grumbles. That's expected. That's the industry, and that's, you know, part of the job. We understand that, but you know, I really thought we did enough today within the game to win it.
Are you getting to the stage now where you are finding out who can fit into how you want this team to play and who can't?
Oh, we're continually doing that. You know, that's the job, is we've got to make assessments as we go all along, and we've obviously got strong ideas in regards to what we think and how we want to do things. And, you know, the vast majority of it has been positive. The vast majority of the information we've given and the results, you know, of what we're seeing is good, but we need to start winning games. We need to install that confidence and that belief. We need to start believing in each other that, you know, there are the ingredients to go and be successful, and we can only find that from within ourselves.
Fabian Brandy, thoughts on him tonight? It was a rash challenge right at the end. Clearly he would have been frustrated having missed the chance to win the game, but I'm sure you don't want to see that.
No, it's disappointing. He was obviously really disappointed with the chance he missed, because he realised what a good opportunity it was. And, you know, I think he reacted in the wrong way. We can't get away from that, and we've told him that. And he's as disappointed as we are, because, you know, he's made the situation doubly difficult for him. And, that, you know, that's a learning experience for him, and it's a bad day for him and it's a bad day for us. And, you know, we've got to remember that feeling.
Just one player a lot of fans are getting in touch with us tonight about. McGinn, where's he in your thoughts right now? Because he came in and obviously is a player of some promise. We haven't seen a great deal of him.
No, he hasn't. He's obviously still in our thoughts, Stephen, and he's in the squad and he's there and thereabouts, and he'll get opportunities. It's a long season, and you know we need as many good players as we can, and Stephen's obviously a good player, and Stephen will be involved, you know, as we move through the season, no doubt about it.
You alluded to him a moment ago. Baxter's debut, first of all. How do you think he did?
I thought he did well. You know, he did what he does. That's Jose Baxter. He gets on the ball, he creates things, he's exciting, he has shots at goal, he can see passes, and he's a clever football player. And, you know, if we can provide the environment for him to be successful, then, you know, we've got a very good player on our hands. And, you know, it was very positive from him today in his debut, and, you know, he'll be a good player for Sheffield United.
I don't wish to age you in any way, but he was talking about 10 minutes ago about being in the same team as you and learning from the experienced hand as a 16, 17-year-old.
Yeah, that's when I came back to Everton. I played a few reserve games with him, and that was nice. But Jose's been a very talented player, and you know he's here now. He's the player. I'm the manager, and that, you know, that's a relationship, so that won't be a problem. But we're lucky to have him. He's a talented boy, and we've just got to get him in the position where he can do what comes naturally.
Now the game has changed somewhat over the course of the past 24 hours, and the announcement was made about the investment which is planned, of which further details will happen next week. But from the football team manager's point of view, to know that there is going to be this investment, substantial, according to Kevin McCabe, within the first team, what does that mean to you?
Well, I think, you know, my belief on that is it's just stabilising the club. It's putting the club on a sound footing, and it's given us an opportunity to progress. I mean, I don't think details have been finalised as such. Hopefully it will be early next week, but it's definitely positive news for the club in regards to, you know, the way the club wants to move forward and the progress we want to make. Obviously today we're really disappointed with the result, and really disappointed because we felt we deserved more from the game, and you know, that's a real hard one to take. But there's definitely positive news behind the scenes in regards to moving forward and that'll help the football side of it, I'm sure.
The owners told us that you've played your part in the process as well, making your recommendations and your feelings sort of heard. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I've just been involved in trying to help along the process and trying to, show the sort of plans we have for the football club and the football side of things, and in regards to how I see it moving forward and the sort of things that we want to put in place and the structures we want to put in place to make Sheffield United a successful football club. And there's obviously a long-term plan and there's small steps, and at the minute we're getting a few knocks and we're very disappointed. There's nobody more disappointed than the players in the dressing room and the staff in the dressing room, and that's that feeling you get from that, and that disappointment really drives you on, because it's sometimes it's really hard to take, and it's a big disappointment, and it's it really hurts you. So when you get positive news from that and the club are working hard behind the scenes to try and make things better, then it gives you a little bit of a little bit of confidence.
Just finally, a couple of bits, if I may. Sources tell us that a player high on your list is Stoke City's Florent Cavalier. Is he the midfielder down there?
Well, like I say, I don't like speaking about players until they're actually signed, and that, I'd rather not comment on individual players until they're actually done and dusted. So, I'm not going to go down that road and talking about players who aren't signed.
It's not a no, then.
Like I say, I'm not going to talk about players until they're signed.
Final one, and I appreciate that this is, again, something that's doing the rounds. Callum Wilson, has a second bid gone in for him?
Again, same situation. I don't think it's good practice to talk about players. We'll talk about Jose Baxter, who's came, we've signed him, he's here, he's played today, and he's done fantastically well for a debut and will be a good player for us for weeks and months to come. But, we're obviously working hard on the recruitment side of it, as we always do, and we're trying to add players and trying to add good players to help what we've already got, and that's an ongoing process. But, until the deals are actually done or until anything happens, then I'd rather not comment.
So just finally then, generally speaking, between now and the deadline when the bell rings, how many players would you like to have in the squad extra?
I don't think that's a fair question. I think, we'll do as well as we can and we'll work as hard as we can. But, obviously we've got ideas in regards to what areas we need to improve and where we can be better, and we're constantly working on that. But I don't want to set targets or say numbers about what we're trying to do. We're working hard, and hopefully Jose's obviously shown that the level we're aiming at.